A warm welcome along to your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Rob Eddy. Starting with the news from the weekend, and Newcastle United's 1-1 draw with Fulham. Fulham looked to be in control of the game, taking the lead just before the break, looking comfortable as well until just after the hour when defender Joachim Andersen was given a red card for fouling Wilson, even though initial contact was made outside the area. Wilson then picked himself up to convert from the spot for his 8th goal of the season as the home side earned a fortunate point. The decision which turned the game left Scott Parker a little bit bemused. He hit out at the referee and Wilson, but Magpies boss Steve Bruce suggested that Graham Scott made the right decision. He said, "I think the referee has made the right call. When I see the video back, it looks like he has clipped his heel." The result leaves the Magpies in 12th place in the table on 18 points, 8 points above the Cottagers. But focus now turns to Tuesday night's quarter-final clash in the EFL Cup against Brentford. And Bruce admits that Ivan Toney will need watching as he'll want to prove people wrong. Toney signed for Newcastle from Northampton in 2015, but only made 2 Premier League appearances, but he's now scored 16 goals this season, having joined Brentford. And Bruce admits that he's certainly one to watch out for. He said, "You have to say well done to the kid. He's done very well. He will be a threat. He's playing with that burning desire to do well and prove people wrong." Bruce went on to admit that he will be without Alan Saint-Maximin and captain Jamal Lascelles, who are still suffering with the long-term effects of coronavirus. And finally for the Bulletin, the Magpies are reportedly showing interest in La Liga playmaker Enes Bardi and Portuguese centre-back Jorge Fernandes ahead of the January transfer window. Bardi is a 25-year-old attacking midfielder and free-kick specialist who currently plies his trade with Levante. The Mail's Simon Jones claims that Newcastle have been showing an interest in him ahead of the January transfer window. Fernandes is a big centre-back who is believed to be in the middle of a 3-way battle between Newcastle, Fulham and Southampton, with reports claiming the Portuguese under-21 international has been catching the eye of Newcastle's scouts, having been Vitória Guimarães' star player so far this season. That's all for now. We'll have more later.